You're listening to a 95BFM podcast.
Tokelau Language Week is in full swing, the last of the Pacific Language Weeks for 2017 in New Zealand. Events are being held across the country to promote the language of our last dependent territory. Presbyterian Minister and Tokelauan Community Leader Linda Hope told me earlier that this week is a crucial opportunity for Tokelauans and their language.
To hear our own story is something really amazing when you haven't had that opportunity to actually tell your story and then to actually have that retold back to you. One clear example is, you know, the Moana movie, where there's someone who's Tokelauan, his father's Tokelauan, his mother is from Tuvalu. And by the way, we know that Tokelau is one of the three realm countries, which means it's one of the official countries under the constitutionally underneath New Zealand. So it's one of the six official languages. Three realm countries are Tokelau, Niue, and Cook Island. The six official languages are obviously Māori and English and sign language plus the realm countries.
Yeah, and I don't think the realm countries really get a lot of attention in that kind of, as recognised languages in New Zealand.
I think that's very obvious by the fact that although we are constitutionally recognised, there's no mechanism to actually support the work that we do. It's discretionary by the government department, but there's no tool as an, I mean, I understand Māori, in order to have their language recognised, had to set up a Māori commission. And so we don't have anything there's no mechanism like that can actually advocate and enhance and maintain our languages. It's something that our fathers, forefathers have tried to do since their resettlements from Tokelau because of global warming. Hurricanes are hitting Tokelau, the highest points in the four atolls are only about 5 metres above sea level. So when they were resealed in Aotearoa in the 50s or maybe 60s around the country, there are lots of programs that are now been set up, but generally most of those have been community efforts. As an example, because of the indigenous work of Māori in terms of their te reo, they've set up kohanga reos, and as a result of that, we're very fortunate as Pacific to have jumped onto that baka or that boat and found a way to promote our languages, starting with our children. I mean, if you look at one of the first preschools in Auckland, they started in garages. You know, they were... and now we have a very successful one out in South Auckland, Mataliki. And who was it that promoted it? There's a woman, she's now passed away, her name is Kailalei Tipol. She was very significant in the foundation work of the setting up of preschools in New Zealand, and also supporting and sort of beginning that ECE or early childhood networking and just trying to build up those networks into official preschools. And that work started back in the 1970s in a place called the Pacific Island Educational Research Centre, which was up here in Bay. There are lots of other initiatives in Porirua for Tokelauans, which is Wellington has the highest number of Tokelauans. And in fact, we're very fortunate. I'm not trying to promote either party, but I'm saying that we're proud to have a sitting MP in Chris Fa'afoi, who's a Tokelauan. Anyone that, you know, does well, we want to lift them up. And we pray that they will promote not just our issues, Tokelauan issues, but also other issues. And that's why I talk about the Moana movie, because Te Ao Pitaia for the last 20 years has taken our language to the world, and now it's in a movie, and it's amazing to see, you know, your story or part of your story being told. And there are there's so many different themes around climate change, issues of indigenous language, culture. These are all really relevant issues that affect, you know, all of us today. And some people will argue, why should we learn Tokelauana? Why should, you know, a population of only about 7,000 have their language maintained? And the counter argument to that is that in this world, you can try to make your way with only one language, but if you really want to be a citizen, a global citizen, it pays to have another language in your pocket, because then that language helps you understand another person's world. And when you can understand another person's world and another person's mindset, then you can begin a real deep conversation to really understand another person's heart, soul and spirit.
And I guess that works both ways, because when we talk about these languages being under threat, you know, we're also talking about the culture, right, and the way of life being under threat because so few people speak the language.
If you look at the journey within Aotearoa New Zealand and the way that history has played out, at the end of the day, we're grateful that the Treaty of Waitangi was formed. It shows that there was a true intent in the beginning to have partnership, and that some partnerships change and misunderstandings occur over time. And I think that when those misunderstandings continue unaddressed, that they cause further problems. And so for us within Tokelau, you know, we've had others come in, teach in a different language. It wasn't in Tokelau, and they did that for the best of reasons. But what that's meant is that we don't have a Tokelau Bible yet. The language of education and the church was not Tokelau, and it was spoke outside. And so it's actually taken us, 20 years. We're still finishing our Bible. And why that's important to us is because we still have devotions in our homes. It's actually a way of research shows that if you take the time to stop and pause and reflect, and that's what the devotions enable you to do, they enable the spirit just to catch up with everything else. And in this world where life is so frenetic, having that time to stop and pause, and in that space, bring back those things that are of importance, whether it be the language, whether it be family time, whether it be just the opportunity and space just to breathe. You know, that there are all these underlying principles to a whole range of ways that our minds and our hearts, bodies and spirits are wanting to integrate. Language is a powerful tool to help make that happen.
That was a 95BFM podcast. To hear more, head to 95BFM.com/bcasts.